While we watch for the implications of the Sydney COVID cluster, it's also clear the grief, loss and trauma caused by the pandemic is far from over. Phone counselling service Griefline is preparing for a second wave of calls in the lead up to Christmas. Caroline Winter reports.
Between them, Sydney couple Natalie Coulson and her partner have four children, three who live overseas and a toddler at home.
We've always made it work over the last 5 years or so with, you know, lots of flights, we have lots of video chats, and that's the way it's worked quite happily.
Then COVID-19 hit, borders closed and reality sunk in.
It's just a loss and a numbness, and there's that sense of helplessness that you really can't do anything about it.
Natalie Coulson's 20-year-old stepson lives in Auckland, and she last saw her 9-year-old son and 11-year-old daughter who live in Canada in March.
You go through that process, which is that shock that, oh my goodness, what's happening? Then you go through, you know, the denial, oh, come on, I'm sure I'll be able to see them. This is just COVID. Like, what is this? And then you go through that phase of depression and then acceptance.
She realised what she was experiencing was grief, like many thousands of Australians have during the pandemic. Jane Fisher is the Finkel Professor of Global Health at Monash University.
I think what most of us have experienced during COVID, though, is what's called disenfranchised or unacknowledged grief.
That's grief that isn't publicly recognised or marked by rituals like funerals.
So we've lost autonomy and our freedom to come and go as we would wish to. We've lost aspects of our identity, but we've also lost other aspects of important daily life. So opportunities to mark family milestone celebrations. And all of these, I think, have contributed to a sense of loss that can't be well managed.
But help dealing with grief, loss and trauma is there.
Hello, and thank you for calling Griefline. One of our volunteer counsellors will be with you.
Volunteers at the National Counselling Helpline have been overwhelmed by the response through the pandemic.
Good afternoon. What brings you to Griefline today?
Griefline says there's been an 1,100% rise in calls to the service this year, 24,000 since May, and it's expecting 3,500 calls this month alone, 9 times higher than at the same time as last year. Co-chair of Griefline Australia, Sarah Godfrey, says they're preparing for a second wave as Christmas approaches.
We lost jobs, we lost family members, we lost a sense of self, we lost human contact. So I think all those losses compounding has meant that once we're starting to move back out into some new normal, it's hitting us.
She says they've boosted volunteer numbers to almost 200 and they run the helpline 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, but argues the 33-year-old service needs long-term funding to keep going.
Griefline has been funded at a level that we just make it through the next year and then we've got to be back out trying to get the funding again. We need a sustainable model. Otherwise, it's just not viable to keep running an organisation that is getting as large as ours at this one-year rotation.
Co-chair of Griefline Australia, Sarah Godfrey, ending Caroline Winter's report. And in a statement, the Federal Health Department says it's provided $400,000 to Griefline over the last 2 years and is currently considering the need for additional funding.